The scripture for this service is James chapter 3 verses 17 and 18 and Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. James chapter 3 verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the sixth message of Case 2, Studying Well.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, children of Sunday school, those who attended the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences, if you have two televisions and two programs that you want to watch, can you watch them together? You might understand the contents of each program to some extent, switching your attention from one to another, one to the other. But one thing is certain, while you are watching one program, you cannot watch the other one. It's the same with studying and idle thoughts. You cannot have both the contents of your studying and idle thoughts in your head at the same time. You can accept only one of them. You are not students, so you shouldn't say it's not related with you. It's the same with the worship service. You have to worship in spirit and truth. If you have idle thoughts, you cannot worship in spirit and truth. And not to worship in spirit and truth, it is not accepted by God. So you cannot say you kept the Lord's Day. Your body was here, but your mind and thoughts were elsewhere. And it's got nothing to do with God, and you say, I kept the Lord's Day. Some people, they come with who don't have any faith, and they have lung cancer. And I ask them, do you keep the Lord's Day? And they say, yes, I do. But I've seen them for the first time. So just coming to the church itself is not to keep the Lord's Day. So if their mind is elsewhere, God cannot say you kept the Lord's Day. So you have to worship in spirit and truth. You don't also, you don't attend the evening service. Sometimes your family members, you come to me to receive prayer. And you must not tell a lie before me, because it is same as telling a lie before God. You have to be honest that you shouldn't just say, they keep the Lord's Day. You have to say, to be honest, that they attend the morning service, but they don't attend the evening service. Also, when you pray, you can receive the answers only when you pray with all your heart. So when you pray with your heart, the untruths in your heart will be cast off. Not just one or two days. You are praying for 6 weeks now in this special Daniel prayer. So it will definitely be cast off. It's just that you don't pray with all your heart. And when in the worship service, you have to be seated before the silent prayer begins, and you have to leave the sanctuary after the benediction or the Lord's Prayer is over. You come late and you go out before it is over. It's like giving only half of the worship service. You cannot say, you cannot worship as you like, as you see fit. When Solomon gave the 1,000 sacrifices, he gave it in such a pleasing way in the sight of God, so he received such a great blessing from God. Suppose you receive the wedding invitation, and you just go there late, and you just leave before it is over. Is it really to celebrate, congratulate the wedding? If you go there to congratulate the wedding, you should be seated before the wedding ceremony starts. And after it is all over, they march and you shake hands with them and then you can leave. You just see part of it and it's not really a proper congratulation. One time I officiated the some wedding, and at that time even the president Yongsam Kim he was there and there were many other politicians. So there were these politicians, more than 1,000 people filled this whole sanctuary, and I officiated. Obviously they just write their names and they just leave. That's what they usually do. So when one of our church members had a wedding ceremony in Myeongdong Cathedral, and I saw the politicians, they just signed their names and give some, and they just leave. But anyway, so I officiated this ceremony and I prayed to God. It's my first time. Heavenly Father, it's my first time, and what should I do? So he gave me inspiration with the instruction, introduction, and main part, and the conclusion. So I delivered the message, and not even one person moved out. Not even one person left the sanctuary. It was the wedding ceremony of the elder Edward Ixuk Lee, the secretary, and his father-in-law was a politician, so there were many politicians in the ceremony. So I delivered the message as God gave me. In brief, you came here to celebrate this wedding. Then what is the real celebration? What is real congratulation? If you really want to celebrate with the bride and the groom, you should listen to the message until the end, and you have to be seated until the ceremony is over. I'm busy, and if you just leave in the middle, then it's not really celebration, it's not really congratulation. So nobody could leave. So even the President Yongsam Kim, before he was elected, he stayed until it was over, and he shook hands with me, and we went to the my office and had a small talk. So you cannot accept only one of them. Then what would you choose? School life, during which you can study as much as you can, lasts only for a short period of time. Especially if you have some entrance exam, you don't have much time. In case of grown adults, if they want to study, they don't have enough time either. Unless studying is their job. You do not have any other choice. So you should quickly drive away idle thoughts from your head and replace it only with knowledge that is beneficial for you. These days, your knowledge is your asset and property. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will constantly accumulate knowledge that is beneficial for you. Dear students and members of Manmin, this is the sixth session on the keys to studying well. Today, continuing from the last session, let us talk about the third condition to study well, which is the ability to concentrate on your studies. What are the major idle thoughts that disturb you students? They are thoughts about the worldly things. In the last session, we talked about two cases where the worldly things turn into your idle thoughts. First, curiosity towards the worldly things gives rise to idle thoughts. Second, your desire to have the worldly pleasure and enjoy yourself causes idle thoughts. But those who do not worship in spirit and truth, those who do not pray with all their heart, it's because of idle thoughts. If you really love God and if you really want to receive the answer to your prayer, you cannot have idle thoughts. You cannot help but concentrate. And you cannot but worship in spirit and truth. So it is acceptable to God. The Lord's Day is a day of blessing, and you can receive the blessing only when you worship in spirit and truth. If you just sit here, and you cannot expect God to protect you all throughout the week. But even then, mommy members are protected. But if you worship in spirit and truth, you will also receive blessings. So there must be reasons that you cannot worship in spirit and truth. Oh, you think like, oh, I have to work. I have this work to be done, and I have this appointment with my friend. I have this business meeting. I have this golf meeting, and I have to go there is a final match of a baseball final match. There are so many things. So these things, for example, come as idle thoughts, and you're captured by these idle thoughts, and you just sit here with your body. But even though you're watching me, you don't have the focus because your mind is elsewhere. And in serious cases, you doze off. So those who doze off in the middle, it is such a rudeness before God. I'm talking to you, and you sit before me, and you... Will any of you talk to me personally, and you doze off? Can I then... Pray for your blessing, and especially if you sit before the Lord God Almighty, and if you fall asleep, it doesn't make sense. And you attend worship service like that, and you say, oh, you kept the Lord's Day. And it's not true. You have to lead a proper Christian life in this kind of church. Within even half a year, you can receive all blessings. You can receive all kinds of blessings. Just check how you are leading your Christian life, how you pray, and how you pray in the Daniel prayer meeting, how you pray in the special Daniel prayer meeting. So if you pray with idle thoughts, you cannot concentrate. Same with the worship service. You have to understand the reason why. Even though you are not students, it's the same with you. You have to cast off, you have to remove all idle thoughts. So dozing off and all these things is mostly caused by idle thoughts. To worship in spirit and truth, if you do worship in spirit and truth, the worship service will feel like as sweet as honey and honeycomb. If I finish Friday Ola service, I receive many sayings that they protest. The message is too short, saying that the message is too short. They want it to be longer, even elementary school kids. They must find it hard to sit there for a long time, but even elementary school kids, they ask me to speak longer in the sermons. But if you have idle thoughts, you wish that it'll end quickly. And you wish the prayer to end quickly. But these idle thoughts are caused by not only lustful things of the world. Some students lose the peace of mind and have idle thoughts because of untruthful emotions. For example, suppose your best friend suddenly stops talking to you and she hangs around with only other friends. You think like, what is going on with her? Is she mad at me? How can she do that to me? She was whispering something to another girl, looking at me, and she must have said something bad about me. You get a headache, and the contents of the book you are reading will not be remembered at all. In fact, you are worried about something that is not even a certainty. If you become envious or jealous when others are praised, then you cannot study, you cannot focus. You pass judgment and condemnation, and you have untruthful thoughts, so you cannot focus on your studies. So you are also judging your friend. These kinds of fleshly thoughts come up to your mind, and you cannot concentrate. What if it is true or not? It is something so trivial, and you suffer from idle thoughts. Also, some students quarrel with their parents before they study every time. They sit at the desk because their parents force them to. But they keep on having thoughts of complaints towards their parents. All the untruthful emotions such as hatred, complaints, and resentments are giving birth to idle thoughts like, why does mom always talk about studying? Why does she have to do it so often? She doesn't try to understand me. If you have some unfavorable relationship with your parents, you cannot focus on your studies. You have these uncomfortable feelings all the time. Some parents, the children, they're hungry after they came back from school. So, mom, give me something to eat. Then you first finish your studies, then I'll give you something. It's all prepared. You finish your homework first, then I'll give you. Why not just give it beforehand so they can be satisfied and focus on their studies? If they are so hungry and if they are reminded of food, how can they study? Dear brothers and sisters, by the way, there are some parents who say their children used to get good grades, but their grades fell after they began to attend church. Today's reading passage, Proverbs 9:10, says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the Jews, they know only Old Testament. They don't know New Testament. Even though they know only Old Testament, up to the 80s, they were the smartest people in the world. And there are many Jews who are winning Nobel Prizes, 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe up to half of Nobel Prizes, because they're so smart. They know only Old Testament. But today, even among the Jews, they don't really fear God so much, so the situation changed. But anyway, Israel has high technology and science. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So you come to church, you learn to fear the Lord, God, and then if your grades fall after you begin to attend church, it doesn't make sense. But how is it possible that their grades fall after coming to have faith in God? But the fact is that there are some students whose grades actually fall. There are two main cases for this. One is they have worries in the Lord. Even though the students are young, when they accept the Lord and listen to the Word of God, they learn about the sin, righteousness, and judgment. As their faith grows up, they realize their sins and cast them off. In this process, they will have the afflictions in heart. They might have fierce battle in their heart too. What kind of battle? The desire to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit and the desires of the flesh. These fight against each other. So they feel afflicted in the heart. Those who feel hard in their Christian life. Is it hard? It used to be hard? So if you have battles in your heart, you don't even say amen because you feel afflicted in heart. You have to lead a life of in Christ with joy and happiness. Of course, if you have battles, it's hard. So you should finish this battle quickly. And if you're going to spirit, you'll say amen. You really respond with amen all the time. Because of this, they lose their concentration on their studies and their grades fall. Their grades also fall on top of having afflictions in heart, and they suffer in heart even more. In this kind of a case, I hope the parents and Sunday school teachers will understand their hearts and pray for them with appropriate counseling. Even though they are under trials for a moment, if they keep on praying and try to have spiritual thoughts, they can have peace of mind. They might find it hard at the moment, but as they keep up the fight against affliction and cast off the sins, they can cast them off faster than the adults can. Because they haven't input much things of the world. They lived for a short time, shorter time than the adults. So it's easier for them to cast them off. So the younger ones, little ones, their hearts are relatively purer than the adults. They are more naive and they are relatively purer than the grown-up adults. And if you can just teach them right, they can change quickly. It's just that parents cannot do that. If the parents can teach them right, then if they can make them love their parents, then they just give hard times to them, and they cause hard times to them, and they cause them to have grow ill feelings against their own parents. As they cast off flesh, their concentration power will increase, and they can do better in their studies. So if you cast off flesh, your concentration will increase. Your mind will be focused because you don't have idle thoughts. So you will control your mind and thoughts. Obviously, you will study well. And those who love God and go into spirit, they do not cease to pray. So these are the ones who are at the top level in their schools. And they grow their leadership too. Those who are being left out in their schools. If there is any child, and just check what kind of Christian life your son or daughter is leading. If they're really leading a proper Christian life, they will not be left out by other children. They will be the leaders even in the world. And those who are leading a good Christian, proper Christian life, other friends, they cannot do any harm to them. Even though they are evil, they cannot touch these students, because one word of their mouth is word of goodness, word of truth. So they cannot touch or do any harm to these students. They'll be too ashamed to do it. So if your own children are being left out by other children, and if you are thinking about moving to another school, just think about it deeply. If they really love God, if they are really praying, and if they are really walking the light, they cannot be left out by other children. They cannot be bullied. So I asked the many performers, and in colleges, and I asked them how they do it. And when friends, when they talk about a lot of things, but when these performers are of our church, the performing arts members, if they appear, they just stop talking about all those things because they are too ashamed to talk about all those things, and they begin to speak in good language. In their presence, these friends, they speak in good language. Then how can they be bullied? They will rather be careful with when these people are around. I didn't ask just one or two students. I asked many of them. Suppose they're majoring in dancing. They don't really hang out with the their classmates. They just attend the school, the classes, and they, it's just the church and home. So I'm asking them, because if they're really going along well with their friends, so they are not bullied or left out or anything like that. They lead the students, the classmates, and they're loved by the teachers and professors. But in most cases, the grades of the students fall because of the next reason. They attend church, but their mind is not focused on faith. For example, they come to church to meet their boyfriends or girlfriends, or after the church meeting is over, they should go to study, but they just hang out with their friends. They neglect their studies, saying that they are going to the church. Then their grades will fall. Also, they tell a lie to their parents that they attend the Daniel prayer meeting, and they sit at the back and they go out soon, and they hang around with the bad friends, and they go to other arcade or other places. They cheat their parents that way. Also, they have boyfriends or girlfriends. So how can they excel in their studies? They don't want to study. But they don't want to lead a good Christian life. Those who love God and those who are faithful, they're faithful. Those who come to church with their love for God and faithfulness will also study hard. They understand that it is the will of God to be faithful in all God's house. With the strength of the Lord, these students can catch two hares at once, one which is life in faith and the other is studying. Now let me explain three ways to get rid of your idle thoughts. In order to drive away idle thoughts, I said that you have to find the cause and remove it. The source of idle thoughts is, after all, the knowledge and feeling of untruth. It's the knowledge of and feeling of untruth. Therefore, if you cast off all untruths in your heart and go into spirit, you can get rid of all idle thoughts completely. So those who go into spirit, they don't have any idle thoughts. Since the opening of the church, I've been telling you that if you go into spirit, you cannot have idle thoughts. If you go into Holy Spirit, you cannot. Even though you try to have other thoughts, you cannot have these unnecessary thoughts. Even though you try, it just disappears in your head. Unless you have the real object right before you and think about it, maybe you can. But without anything, if you try to remember something, even though you try to, you cannot. So you cannot even remember anything that is of untruth. So that is why you cannot commit any sin. So those who go into spirit and Holy Spirit, and if you judge these men of spirit and Holy Spirit, it's such a great sin. So if you go into spirit, then you'll understand what I'm saying. You don't have any idle thoughts, because you don't have any fleshly thoughts. And if you go into Holy Spirit, then you can even receive the power of God. So even though you try to think untruth, you cannot. I've tried many times right after the opening of the church. When I try to think about something, I couldn't. I just could think only thoughts of truth. So without actual object or something, you cannot think about it. So if you are like that, it means you are in the Holy Spirit. But even though you are still in the process of going into spirit, you can block the idle thoughts to the extent that you remove the knowledge and feelings of untruth from your memory device. To be more specific, first of all, you have to keep yourself away from the things that give you untruths. Even though you get rid of untruths from yourself, it is useless if you keep on inputting untruth in you. Therefore, you must not see, hear, or speak anything that is of untruth. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. So you shouldn't even see or hear or speak anything. So you can purify your heart. And you can go into spirit and sanctification. Otherwise, even though you pray for 10 years or 100 years, you can't. It's useless. Even for 100 years, it'll be useless. Even though you get rid of untruths from yourself, it is useless if you keep on inputting untruth in you. This is truth, pure water. This is sweet water. And I will input some lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. What will happen to this pure water? So it will change like this. And your heart becomes so dirty. So you want to purify it again. So you empty your heart. And you accept it again. You do it for 100 years. It wouldn't work. It cannot be purified. You're leading your Christian life this way. That is why you can't go into spirit. You fast and pray to get rid of adulterous mind, and you take. You see. Then you take. You see and hear. And if somebody's whispering and you want to find out what they are talking about, you want to find out what their secrets. Those who have good hearted, they will not hear. They wouldn't want to hear. So if they hear something, they might want to spread it. So you should rather avoid that place. But in movies, if they're talking something in the room, they try to listen to what they're talking about, especially in the palace. That's what the concubines, the women, did. They overheard those things, and they spread rumors. And so all the time in the palace, there are so many rumors and alienating between people, envy and jealousy and so many things. That is our history. In any time, in any royal family, in case of Sejong the Great, he didn't accept any of those bad rumors, so he didn't kill anybody. He didn't sentence anybody to death. He was very close to the truth. So before I accepted the Lord, the person I admired the most was the Sejong the Great and the Admiral Sun Shin Lee. And even after coming to know the truth, they are men of truth. I think they must be in New Jerusalem, in Heavenly Kingdom. If they had known the truth, they would have gone into Holy Spirit from the beginning. So therefore, you must not see, hear, or speak anything that is of untruth. Of course, you cannot close your eyes and ears in this world. How great the second part was. Those who were in the second sanctuary, there was no time to have any idle thoughts or doze off. It is just full of spirit all night. And sometimes you have, in the second sanctuary, those some people, maybe some of them doze off, but 잠깐 스쳐 지나가는 거리만 해도 얼마나 Also even if you cannot close your eyes and ears in this world. And even if you do that, you cannot cut off all the entrance coming from the world. How brilliant are the streets that you pass by every day. Nevertheless, you students try your best not to come in contact with the entrance of the world. For example, you students are trying not to watch TV and not to use computers for fleshly purposes as a part of the New Jerusalem movement. It's because unfruitful things come into you, mostly through TV and computers. So if you just keep away from these two things, the amount of entrance in your memory device will be reduced. Of course, there are some good and educational TV programs, but there are far more programs of worldly entertainment. They also show the things that can catch the eyes of people to increase their viewer ratings. Does TV think about your children? Does TV think about the future of your children? They just want to increase the viewer ratings and they want to earn money. They don't think about purifying this world. They don't think about removing sins. They make it more and more brilliant. They make it more and more watchable, so more the viewers, the more money they earn. So most programs, they are focused on the teens and 20s. Most programs are targeted. They should actually put their focus on 40s, 50s, and 60s. They focus on the teens and young people. Then if they go to the extreme, the contents become suggestive and provocative. Also, because the culture of the world is becoming more and more immoral, there is a lot of violence and sexual things on TV. And if you watch violence very often, some teens, they cannot control their fist. They feel like they want to hit somebody. And if they watch the TV dramas where they portray having affairs, so the husbands also watch these things. So they cheat on each other and they doubt each other. So it would be so good if they can agree to throw it away. You input these untruthful things and you want to watch the next episode. I think so this kind of couple is well matched because they input untruthful things, untruthful thoughts. So the women on TV, obviously these are your own wives. Must look more beautiful than the women on the TV. So why is your wife so? What is the reason that your wife doesn't look beautiful? And also, it's the same with your husband. Your husbands, do you know what your wives are thinking about in their mind? They think about the much more handsome men, and they also have commit adultery in their mind. When I was a new believer, I began to read from the New Testament, and the Lord said, if a man commits adultery in his heart, he has already committed adultery. And I was very surprised. Obviously, you can have adulterous mind looking at a woman, and it is already adultery. So the first thing I wanted to get rid myself of was hatred, because I hated many people, and God tells us to love even our enemies. So I wanted to get rid of hatred first, and then the second was adultery. I'm not too sure, but the third was arrogance. I didn't really have arrogance, and the Bible said the arrogance leads the destruction. So these three things were top priorities. But for 3 years, I couldn't really realize any arrogance. But I just didn't pray. So I removed all the women's pictures, every single photo, any woman. I removed everything, calendars or any photo, except the family members, except the church members. So I cut off the what I was seeing, and even on the streets, even while I was going to the church, I wouldn't look at a woman. In the beginning, that when I was a new believer, to remove this mind with the prayers. And also the TV. There was nothing good. So I talked to my three daughters. I asked them first, you know, TV is not good in any way. And how about just removing it? I asked them. I didn't say, can we stop watching? I asked them, can we stop watching? So all three daughters at the same time said, let us remove it. They said it was okay. What if we remove it and if you go to other neighbors and to watch TV, then they said that they won't do that. So we agreed on removing the TV. So they willingly removed the TV, so they didn't want to watch. So I was just a deacon. I was a new believer. Nobody told me, but I just cut off all the worldly things. I removed the TV and all those things. Then I prayed for 3 years, and I checked myself again and again. I didn't have adulterous mind, and there was nothing. Looking at any woman, there was no feeling. It's just same as any man or woman. There was no agitation of heart, even naked man. There was nothing. In naked woman, there was nothing. So I realized that it was pulled out from the origin, from the root. The same with hatred. And the person whom I'm supposed to hate so much looks lovely. Even those people who commit so many adulterous things, they commit so many adulteries and they cause a lot of problems, but I don't hate them and cause a lot of problems to the church. I just have pity on them and I pray for them and I don't hate them. And in the special Daniel prayer meetings, that is why I want to see everybody because I'm praying with you together, watching you on TV. So when that person is seen, if that person has cancer, I put my hand on the TV screen. And I say, I pray, Heavenly Father, burn these cancers. If there is a wall of sin, please let him find out quickly and break it down. And I pray for him. That is why I open my eyes. I have to watch you. I also pray my prayers and I also pray for the church members. So when I prayed like that for 3 years, I thought it was going to be hard, but all those things were gone. So after I opened the church, until I became 55, I didn't even shake hands with the female members. And maybe if they were 20, 30 years older, those very old ladies, I shook hands with them. But if they were 10 years older than me, I didn't. Some people even call TV a boob tube or idiot box because it is so unbeneficial. You become a fool, you become an idiot by watching TV. They say, if you watch TV too much, your thinking ability will not develop. That is why you become an idiot, because you cannot think by yourself. In the United States, you visit this place, Grand Canyon. And where we had a member who didn't get on the bus, and he wasn't coming. It's time, and we are calling him. And the thing is, he gave one of the shopkeepers $100, and this shopkeeper couldn't calculate how much change. And it happened quite a few times, and the tour guide was explaining. They all have these calculators and all this, and so they don't know how to calculate. So they don't know what to do with the $100 bill. They use credit cards, so they don't have to calculate anything. And if you give them $100 bill, they'll be surprised, and they don't know how to calculate the change, how much change. So just like elementary school kids, when they study adding and addition and subtraction, and they add with their fingers like this. 2 plus 3 is 5. So it takes such a long time. So I tell them, you shouldn't just give $100 bill, you should have changes. So, because it doesn't happen only at one place. In most places, it is like that. So it is more so in more developed countries, because they use the machines, calculators. You'll also waste a lot of time which can be spent for studying. Also, watching TV is not good for the health of little children and teenagers who are growing up. Their eyesight will become bad, and if they are exposed to electromagnetic waves of the TV too much, they might have precocious puberty at the age of 7 or 8. So because they watch TV too close, their eyesight become bad. In my school days, or in the army, we didn't have anybody who was wearing eyeglasses. We had one person in my high school, one from Gangwon-do. And because of the eyeglasses, he becomes an object of fooling around. They just remove his glasses. Now it is very thin, pressed and thin, but they removed his eyeglasses and he couldn't see anything. And so the other students, they thought it was fun. And so these people, those with eyeglasses or those with tall height, they became object of fooling around, make others make fun of them. But of course nowadays it's not like that. And there was somebody was telling me, whose daughter was not accepted in the performing arts. committee of the church because she was too tall. She was 174 centimeters. And this sister, Ji Young Song, is also 172 centimeters. So I saw her, and she was, yes, tall, but why not? You know, being tall doesn't mean she cannot sing or she cannot dance. There was something not good about being so tall. When you enter some place, you can bump yourself into some kind of... So these days, so many people have bad eyesight. Long ago, there weren't so many because they didn't have TV. Because of TV, they ruined their eyesight. I pray for them, for you, that for your eyesight to be recovered. So many people, 300 people several years ago, 300 people received a better eyesight. I don't know whether women, they wear contact lenses. But computers are in many ways harmful too. You can use it for internet classes or for an encyclopedia, but there are a lot more untruthful things. If you cannot keep your heart, it is better not to use it at all. If you have to use it for homework, you should use it in the presence of your parents. You can also use other materials that are substitutes for computers, such as newspapers or books. Of course, life can be quite inconvenient if you do not use computers nowadays. So I hope you students will quickly gain the ability to control your minds. Then you can use the computers only for good purposes. I watch TV too. I watch TV for news. But it's 5 minutes. 5 minutes is enough. After 5 minutes, there's nothing important. It is about murders or traffic accidents or fires. So these things are not necessary. So the important things are shown in the headlines. So I just watch for 5 minutes. Just once a day, that is enough. And then I watch history dramas. I eat my meal, and I have my meals when the history dramas are playing. When I prepare and eat and finish it up and wash the dishes, the drama is over. I watch them because it is helpful to understand the history, and it is helpful for my sermons too. But actually, history is running, going. History is going according to the justice. The good will prevail, and the evil will finally perish. Even though the good ones, they have some misunderstanding, and they suffer for a moment, their wrongful accusation is lifted, and they receive glory later. They receive their honor later. It is done according to justice. Because the history is the record of the facts. So the main facts there, you can see that all those things are going by justice. When Korea was invaded, attacked by neighboring countries, also the Korean War, only when the country was having such a great problem, it was a punishment of God. You know, when there were so many problems, there was rottenness in the country, God punished the country throughout the outer forces from other parts, from outside. That is why they could be revived. Otherwise, the country would have destroyed itself, would have been destroyed by themselves. It is same. Whenever there was a revolution, and same with the Korean War, and same with the Queen, Myeongsang. And this Queen had such a great problem with her father-in-law, and they had a fierce fight, and her husband is the king, and she looked down on her husband, the king, and finally they had a big fight between the father-in-law and the daughter-in-law. But I don't know what the historians say, but look at in the view of the truth. They had such a great fight, and if just one side kept quiet, it would have been better. The same with the quarrel in the family members. Same with all organizations, families, churches, companies. But I don't invest so much time on the history dramas. I just understand the main flow, and I don't even have to remember so many things, because they show the same drama after a month. So they show the same thing again and again. So I watch the same drama again and again, so I don't have to remember anything. I don't have to waste any time. But the thing is, these histories are going according to the justice. But this is some of TV dramas that are shown on the they are not going, the story in these dramas, some of these dramas are not going according to the justice. Some good ones are killed and some evil ones, they prevail. Because it's all up to the writers. They make up the stories as they want. Even the good ones, sometimes they are killed. Even the evil ones, they receive, they are well off. And if the hero, main figure of the drama has to die, they just die. So you should know. You should understand the justice. Whatever is done according to the justice, it can be helpful. But whatever is not according to the justice, whatever is created by the writers, if they suffer for no reason, according to the justice, according to the truth, all these things, wrongful accusations have to be lifted, and they have to receive honor later. But the story ends there. So the viewers, they suffer in heart, they feel pity. And I think you will pray with all your heart in your so you should worship in spirit and truth, and it's not even 42 days actually if you exclude Fridays. And I hope you will pray with all your heart. Then you will all receive the answer. 42 days is a long time. If you pray just one or two days, for several days, if you pray with all your heart, you will receive the answers. And you pray for 42 days and not receive the answer? God doesn't make you wait that long. And some people, they pray hard without dozing off, and they attend all 42 days, but they say they don't receive the answers. I don't know if any of you will say that. But think about it. Think about yourself, how you prayed. When you pray for about an hour and a half, and can you remember what you have prayed for? If you really prayed with all your heart, then you can remember what you prayed for, the contents of your prayer. You listen to the message for about an about an hour and a half. And it means you can remember the contents. That it means you listened and worshipped in spirit and truth. You can remember the contents of the sermon. Oh, if you say, oh, I listened carefully, but I don't remember. But then, if you're saying that, even if you watch a very interesting movie, you shouldn't be able to remember the story of the movie. If you watch a very interesting movie, can you remember it or not? Can you remember the story or not? If you watch a very good movie, then you can explain to your friends that, because you focused on it, your mind was concentrated, but the movies, they're not really interesting, so you're kind of forced because of your friends, and you just sit there. Then after the movie, you don't remember the story of the movie. It's the same with the prayer. You pray for just about an hour and a half. So you should be able to remember what you prayed for from beginning to the end. You have to remember what you prayed for. But some people, they don't pray with all their heart, but they remember what they prayed for. It's those who pray out of their memory. They repeat the same prayer all the time, every day. It's just that they habitually, they pray, they just repeat what they memorized. Maybe for introduction, yes, you repent and you give thanks. So it's the same thing, and the conclusion may be the same thing. But in the main part, you have to pray by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You cannot memorize your prayer and repeat it. If you pray with all your heart, with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, if you can remember the contents of your prayer, then it means you prayed with all your heart. And if you pray like that with all your heart for 42 days, can you not cast off evil? Can you cast off the sinful natures? Then it means you're such a strong person. You beat your sinful nature for 42 days, and if it doesn't go away, it means you are really strong. It's the same with worship service. Those who worship in spirit and truth, even though the sermon is so long, you remember the contents of the message. Then after remembering, what do you have to do? Wednesday, Friday, or last service, Sunday morning and Sunday evening, you should be able to remember. At least you have to remember at least the main frame, main points. So if you really worshipped in spirit and truth, if you felt like it was as sweet as honey, then you can remember all the contents of the message, except those very old people who don't have memory power. Then what do you have to do? You can remember and meditate on them throughout that week. You know, whatever the things that you have to cast off according to the messages. So it is actually something easy. You cast them off through your prayers. So you don't have to remember the next week. You can just remember it for that week, because you will cultivate it in your heart as spirit. So whatever you remember in your head, you cultivate in your heart as spirit. So after cultivating it in spirit, you don't have to remember. You can forget about it next week. So because it is already cultivated in your heart. You don't count how many times you breathe in or out every minute. Or you don't, I'm not breathing. Am I breathing or not? Without breathing, I will die. You don't think about it. It's the same with eating. Crossing the roads. Do you have to remember all the time? You have to refresh your memory all the time? Whenever you cross the road, green light is go and red light is stop. I don't remember. I don't remember which light is go or stop, but I can just follow other people. You don't have to remember each and every single thing all the time in your lives. those some people, they spit on the streets. It's uneducated act. If they are educated from childhood, they will never spit on the streets. It doesn't look good. They will spit on the tissue paper or something and throw it in the dustbin. So whatever it is cultivated in spirit, you don't have to remember. You can just forget about it. You have to keep your promises. Those who keep their promises, they don't have to think about our keeping their promises. In my case, I don't take any notes or I don't put any memo. I don't have any notebook or memos, but I never break my promise. Just like retrieving from the computers, the Holy Spirit reminds me at the appropriate time, so I don't need any memos or anything. I don't even try to remember. You make a promise. I make a promise with some people. I forget about it. And I just put it in and I just forget about it. But when the time comes, the Holy Spirit reminds me at the most appropriate moment. And this is so exact and accurate. So I have this Holy Spirit who is so accurate, so I don't have to write a memo or something. And especially the Word of God, if you cultivate it in your heart, then you can forget about it. So in my case, I don't remember which chapter, which verse. So when I counsel others, I don't remember which chapter, which verse, but I can give all the Word of God and give them the correct, accurate answers. And within 1 second, I have the answer for them. Because it is all cultivated in spirit and heart. So the heart itself is the Word of God, the Bible. So Holy Spirit is the one who is searching for the answer, so it comes out right away. I don't think about anything. The answer comes within a second. So those who say, oh, I don't have memory power, it doesn't make sense. If you cultivate it in heart, it wouldn't matter. Let us pray. I'll pray for the sick. Dr. Rob van Hullen from Netherlands. After the senior pastor's prayer, because of the nurse was making a mistake to and give him two double dose of insulin, and doctors said he was going to die. Doctors said that we had to prepare for the funeral, but the Lord said that he would live. And suddenly, Dr. Hillen woke up and sat up on his bed. And from through his nose, from the head, this substance came out through his nose. And the Lord will heal him completely, and I believe that he will recover every day. Right now, he cannot stand up on his feet, but the Lord has healed his heart, but still his heart needs a little more healing. We'd like to attend the Brussels Mammon Church, the meeting with Pastor Hee-sun Lee. But it takes 5 hours by car, and I don't know if it's going to be possible. So please inform Pastor Hee-sun Lee whether she can visit the 5 hour. It's a 5 hours journey, or if they can come to Brussels, or if Pastor Hee-sun Lee, it'd be better if they can come. And he was dying. He says the doctor said that he would die in a couple of days, but with my prayer he was revived. So his kidney and liver is okay, but his heart is still having some trouble. He's the bishop, the president of AEGA Europe, and he also registered in our church. And his wife, she was the one of the, she won the beauty contests, and she prays a lot, and she receives inspiration from the Lord that in Estonia, when he had the crusade in Estonia, they came to Estonia with her husband on wheelchair, and right after the prayer, he stood up from the wheelchair. Let us pray. Lay your hands on sick parts. You can see him on the TV screen. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bishop Rob Van Hullen, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the heart troubles, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All stomach, kidney, and all the entrails, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Changde Park, his son Sangmyeon Park, has Down syndrome. Let him speak well. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Down syndrome, go away. John Maith, as Keloid, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Jana Jaharova, let us daughter Julia, who is living in Uzbekistan, be able to move to United States. Mai Wei-Ching, let her son Li Di-Fong be healed of Wilson's disease. All the spiritual cord of idolatry, go away, be broken. Allison of Ecuador, troubles in legs and spine and the eyes, let his family members lead a good Christian life. Anna Marin of Colombia, be filled by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And Kim Jong-ho, let her be able to come to Korea. Nam Chang-il, let the business go well in another country. And let the door open for a new business. Let his son Nam Jong-ho to study well and be a good Christian. Let his wife keep the Lord's day properly. Kim Chul, let him choose a good business in the will of the Father. Let his son Kim Gun get into the school he wants. Sung Ai Chin, the cancer that is spread to all of the body, be healed by the five dollars. Rin Jin Ling, liver and stomach troubles. Chun Mei Hong, cataract and bone fracture. And Sun Wang Gang, whole body paralysis. Wang Yi Shen, infected with the germs. Dang Kui Ling, hepatitis and jaundice. Min Fu Xiang, leg pain. Chun Jia Yong, athlete's foot. Zhou Jiang Xia, sensitive skin. Li Wen Shen, snoring. Li Chang Wen, headache. Zhang Xu Ran, back pain and leg pain. Dan Chan Jin, let her get a good job. Wu Ke Su, bless his business. Li Hong Jie, let his workplace, and let his son get a residential permit in Australia. Wang Yi Lin, let her get into high school with a good grade. Nie Wen Chen, Nie Tong Yi Gao Song Jing Sun Ai Hong, Chang Chuan Li, Yan Feng Lan Su Ying Lu. Let the power of darkness go away and let them be forgiven of their sins of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Ni Ye Puing, Mu Chai Li, Lei Shi Chen, Li Ling In. Let their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized and heal them of all their diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you. Let their eyes see well, let their ears hear well, let their stomachs, kidney, all entrails be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Light come. All diseases and germs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while driving. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.